الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Viewers of Madani Channel, we once again say marahaba. We welcome one and all to this episode, Al-Ghafla, Heedlessness. This is the third episode. The first episode was the introduction, and the second one was the definition of Al-Ghafla. We are continuing from where we left. Today we are going to talk about the Alamatul Ghafla, the symptoms, the signs of Al-Ghafla, of heedlessness. We are talking about to be heedless from the greatest important thing which Allah placed us in this dunya. Allah never placed us in this dunya that we can do sports, that we can decorate and build the dunya. No! He created us with the sole purpose that we must worship Allah. So a heedless person is the one who is not focusing towards his goal and is doing other things beside this. This is heedlessness. So today we are going to talk about the signs of heedlessness, the symptoms of heedlessness. If any one of us is suffering from these symptoms, better cure the symptoms before they become the dreadful disease of ghafla. Likewise, in this dunya, the doctors, they can diagnose a disease by its symptoms. So exactly this disease called al-ghafla, there are some symptoms which the ulama, if you start to explain your story, your situation, the ulama, al-ajilla, they will tell you that what you are suffering is ghafla. So what are these? We need to listen attentively. If any one of us is suffering from these symptoms, then you must know that these are the symptoms of the ghafilun. Awalan, so the first symptom, at-takasul an at-ta'a, to be lazy in doing good deeds. This is the major symptom, that when you become lazy in performing the acts of ibadah, this is a symptom that you are suffering from al-ghafla. Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal said in the Holy Quran, وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَ. Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal said, the munafiq, they are the people when they stand in salah, they stand with laziness. So from this we learn that if you are lazy in doing an act of ibadah, this is a very bad sign. وَأَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ, on the authority of Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه, إِنَّ أَثْقَلَ الصَّلَاةِ, the most heavy salah, عَلَى الْمُنَافِقِينَ, upon the people who pretend, صَلَاةَ الْعِشَاءِ, it is the salah of Isha, وَصَلَاةَ الْفَجْرِ, in the salah of Fajr, وَلَوْ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا فِيهِمَا, if the people were to know what is in these two salah, yani the salah of Isha and the salah of Fajr, if the people were to know what is into them, la atawhuma, they will come to these two salah, wala wahabwan, will come towards the masjid, even crawling. This is very, very serious, that when we find that you are lazy in doing the acts of ibadah, this is a symptom that you are suffering from al-ghafla. Thaniyan, secondly, another second symptom, another second sign of al-ghafla, viewers of Madani Channel, is tisgharul muharramat, to take lightly those things which are prohibited. The things which were prohibited by Allah استصغار الشرر. You said to look evil is likely استصغار الشرر. You said to look at evil is something small. قال عبد الله ابن مسعود. To further support this, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, إن المؤمن, a believer who is not in the state of heedlessness, يرى ذنوبه, he sees his sin, كأنه قاعد تحت الجبل, that you'll be feeling like he's sitting under the mountain, he's sitting under the mountain, يخاف أن يقطع عليه, which he is scared that at any given moment, the mountain can fall upon him. He sees his sins, is they were like a mountain which is on top of him, that he is scared that this mountain, when it fell on top of him, it is going to scramble him. Just look at the fikr of the people who are not heedless. And the other hand, wa innal fajir, and verily a fajir, a transgressor, yara dhunubahu, he sees his sin, kazubab, like a housefly. That he started to see them small like a housefly. A believer, he's seeing them like a mountain. He's seeing it very great. He sing it and he magnify it, but here in another hand, a fajr, a transgressor, you see his sins. Kadzubab, like a housefly, marra ala anfi, which is only passing by his nose. A believer, viewers of Madani Channel, he view his sin like it is a mountain which about to fall on top of his head. You take it seriously. He is not unmindful. He is not heedless. He pay heed. His attention is fully away of the consequence of the disaster of the sin. At the other hand, the heedless one, he sees his sin like just a housefly which is passing in front of him. When you commit a sin, you need to be very scared. You need to be worried. You need to fear. Wala, my brother, my beloved, don't ever belittle sin. Fa innal jabala, for verily a mountain, min al asa, is made with small, fine pebbles of sand. And from it, a big mountain will come. Wa bi qatratin wa qatratin, with the drops and drops, يكون البحر, a sea is made from it. So don't ever look upon down the sin. It is the symptom. If you are looking down the sin, you take it lightly, then this is one of the signs that you are suffering from a heedlessness. ثالثا, number three, another sign, المعصية, excessive sinning, ومحبتها, that you start to love sinning, you start to love it. To sin, it is something. But now to go and extend that you start to love the sin. Rabi'an, the fourth one, viewers of Madani Channel, tadhyi'ul waqt, wasting time in doing trivial things, min ghayri fa'ida, without any benefit. Just imagine sitting and time is passing and you're not doing beneficial. You just let the time go. You just let the time pass by you and you don't do something. Are you in the tilawa? No. Are you in the state of dhikr? No. Are you doing ibadah? No. So what are you doing? If your time is finishing not in the Holy Quran, if your time is not finishing in salah, if your time is not finishing in tilawa, in ibadat, so where is your time going to? Ikhwani, viewers of Madani Channel, فَإِنَّ الْوَقْتَ نِعْمَةٌ, time is the greatest favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يُضَيِّعُهُ إِلَّا غَافِلٌ, no one will waste time except a heedless one. Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal mentioned very beautifully in the Holy Quran, وَيَوْمَ يَحْشُرُهُمْ كَأَنْ لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا سَاعَةً مِنَ النَّهَارِ يَتَعَارَفُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ قَدْ خَسِرَ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِلِقَاءِ اللَّهِ وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ. Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal is telling us, وَيَوْمَ يَحْشُرُهُمْ, the day when He is going to gather them, كَأَنْ لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا, it is like they never stayed in this dunya, إِلَّا سَاعَ, except a moment, مِنَ النَّهَارِ, from the day, a little bit of a day, people, they will start to see on the day of judgment how valuable time it is. Ikhwani, viewers of Madani Channel, تَذْيِيُ الْوَقْتِ, to waste time, alama, it is a sign, a symptom of al-ghafla, of heedlessness. And as for the hadith, many of them, we hear the hadith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the example of this dunya in comparison of the hereafter fil akhirah, if you want to make a comparison of this dunya with the akhirah, it is the example of one of you, if he dip his finger in the sea, just see whatever it's coming from the sea, that little drop, that is the example of the dunya. So ikhwani, viewers of Madani channel, tadhi'ul waqt, to waste time, ghafla, it is the from the sign of ala ghafla. Wa hadith Ibn Abbas, and also the hadith of Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala an, may Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal be pleased with his with Abbas and his father. Qala an-nabi, he said, my nabi, your nabi said, ni'matani ikhwani, two favors, maghbunun feehima kathirun minan nas, many people are not benefiting from it. These are asiha wal faragh, free time and good health. Ikhwani, viewers of Madani channel, al-waqtu ni'ma, time is a favor. Tadhi'uha, to waste it, alama, it is a sign, alamatul ghafla, the sign of heedlessness. Wa an Ibn Abbas, again Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, qal, he said, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam li rajulin, one day the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to a man, اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس, benefit from five before five, your youth before you are old, your health before you are sick, your wealth before you are poor, your free time before you are busy, and from your life before you are dead. Viewers of Madani channel, these are the symptoms of, if any one of us is suffering from any one of these, then we know that they are suffering from what we call al-ghafla. These are the things which we need to try to stay away from them. Allow me just to wrap up by putting them back so that we can count them. We said the first one, it is to be lazy. When you start to see that you are lazy in doing act of ibadah, you become lazy. When salah is being called, you start to feel laziness. This is a symptom which shows that you are suffering from al-ghafla. Then what is the second one? The second one, it is to publicize the sin. There are things which are worse than the sin itself. From amongst them, to have got surur, to have got happiness upon committing a sin, you start to feel happy that I have done such and such. You start to feel happiness after doing a sin. It's even more than the sin itself. Then number two, to feel sad when a sin misses you. Like some people nowadays, they discuss whatever they've done. Then if somebody is listening, then you start to be sad that, if I could have been from amongst them, maybe I could have enjoyed from that sin as well. And also, mujahara, this publicizing of the sin, it is more worse than the sin itself. And all this, al-mujahara, to publicize the sin, it is the symptom of al-ghafla. Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal cover you with a sin. No one was there seeing you perpetrating the sin. Then when you wake up, you start to publicize, like how it is the norm of other old people. When they sit with the young people, they don't have any story to tell. Ya ikhwan, brothers, you better keep quiet. If you don't have anything to say, it's better you keep quiet. I never regret the moments of silence. I always regret over my speech. You find these old people, when they sit with the young people, they start to tell them the sins which they used to commit when they were small. You see, so if you start to publicize, what lesson do you want the young ones to take from you? Sin ya ikhwani, it is something which is very, very bad. You need not to publicize the sin. You need to cover the sin. You need to cover it up. Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, if you cover you up, try to cover it. It is something you need to be ashamed of. You need to cry when you commit a sin, not to publicize the sin. If you start to publicize the sin, this is a symptom to say that you are suffering from a disease called al-ghafla. It is only the ghafilun, the people who are unmindful, who don't care about death, who don't care about hisab, who don't care about Jannah, who don't care about Jahannam. They are not scared of it. These are the people who publicize their sins. And from among us, the symptoms, ya ikhwan, which we cannot do justice, tazyi'ul waqt, we said wasting of time. These are some symptoms, which perhaps the chance, if any one of us is suffering from this, you have got a disease called al-ghafla. You need to cure that disease. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in some episodes to come, we shall explain, we shall give the cure, we shall give the remedy of al-ghafla. Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal, we make dua unto him that Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal bless us with the ability that whenever Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal gave us some time in this dunya, we utilize it. And whenever Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal make us that we listen to the advice, we follow the advice, we don't wait for tomorrow, we don't postpone. For very little time it is that we cannot postpone it, we cannot reverse it. So we need to understand, when the advice is given now, we need to put into practice now. Otherwise we'll be from among the heedless ones. It is a disease which we are suffering, majority of us, but it can be cured. How it can be cured, inshallah, in the next episodes, we are going to give the ilaj, the cure of al-ghafla. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلاة وسلام عليك يا رسول الله
يا الله wake me up from heedlessness